Today is Sunday, the 24th of November, the Feast of Christ the King, beginning the 34th week of Ordinary Time. The University of Johannesburg choir sing Disondela Kuwe. I come to you in prayer, Almighty God. You are worthy to be praised. On this feast of Christ the King, can I come before Christ in prayer and praise Him? Today's reading is from the Book of the Apocalypse.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us, and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Today is the final Sunday of the liturgical year and the Feast of Christ the Universal King. Christ is the center of our faith. In this passage, Jesus is portrayed as the faithful witness to the Father. The Sabbath offers us a time to rest in the Lord and to consider our own faithful witness. So perhaps this might be our first response. How am I called to be a faithful witness in my life? Thank you. Jesus' sacrifice is a clear sign of his love for us. Take a moment to offer deep gratitude for his redeeming love, responding to this gift. He made us a kingdom, priests, serving his God and Father. We are reminded that we are part of the kingdom, each of us called to live lives of service and love. How do I consider my life within the kingdom? Look, he is coming with the clouds. Jesus teaches us to live with a deep sense of hope and readiness, always attentive to God's presence. Am I living with a heart open to encounter him in the everyday of my life? I am the Alpha and the Omega. How might I surrender my plans, my worries, and my desires to him? Listen again to the reading and notice if any of the words we have been reflecting on are staying with you.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
As we end this time of prayerful reflection, take a moment to be in God's presence, sharing in His grace and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.